"Let up on it," she cries. "Let up on it, honey, for you kill me." She hears this, so lightly meant, and her laughter stops. Oi steps off her, sits, tilts his snout at the empty blue socket of the sky, and lets loose a single, long howl that tells her everything she would need to know, had she not known already. For Oi has more eloquent ways of speaking than his few words. She sits up, slapping puffs of dust out of her shirt, and a shadow falls over her. She looks up, but at first cannot see Roland's face. His head is directly in front of the sun, and it makes a fierce corona around him. His features are lost in blackness. But he's holding out his hands. Part of her doesn't want to take them, and do you not ken it? Part of her would end it here and send him into the Badlands alone, no matter what Eddie wanted. No matter what Jake undoubtedly wanted to. This dark shape, with the sun blazing around its head, has dragged her out of a mostly comfortable life. Oh yes, she had her ghosts, and at least one mean-hearted demon as well, but which of us don't? He has introduced her first to love, then to pain, then to horror and loss. The deal's run pretty much downhill, in other words. It is his balefully talented hand that has offered her sorrow, this dusty knight-errant who has come walking out of the old world in his old boots and with an old death engine on each hip. These are melodramatic thoughts, purple images, and the old Odetta, patron of the hungry eye and all-around cool kitty, would no doubt have laughed at them. But she has changed. He has changed her. And she reckons that if anyone is entitled to melodramatic thoughts and purple images, it is Susanna, daughter of Dan. Part of her would turn him away, not to end his quest or break his spirit, only death will do those things, but to take such light as remains out of his eyes and punish him for his relentless, unmeaning cruelty.